In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with us today, and I'm sorry about not posting the liturgy last night. I lost track of time, and I didn't save enough time to be responsible and post it before bed. I'm sorry for not putting that up, but I'm at least trying. I think I tried to put it up this night, but it was recorded. It was definitely recorded yesterday. And prayed for you yesterday. All right. Let's take a look. So we have basically an ordinary day of ordinary time. Or we had the optional memorial of this wonderful Saint Sixtus II, Pope and Martyr, and his companions. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. O God, give your judgment to the king, to your king's son, your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. May the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. All the kings of the earth will worship him, all nations will serve him. He shall endure like the sun and the moon from age to age. He shall descend like rain on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. All the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. Before him his enemies shall fall. His foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate. All nations shall serve him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All the kings of the earth will worship me. All nations will serve me. All of the kings of the earth will worship him. All nations will serve him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him, for he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live. May the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing and bless him all the day. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him. May his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify his name. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the tribes of the earth will be blessed in him. All nations will glorify him. See, I have made you a light to all the nations. You will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Blessed be God forever and ever. Switching to the reading. From the first book of the prophet Amos. The salvation of the just. First reading from the book of the prophet Amos. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the bases so that the door jams totter, till you break them off on the heads of them all. Those who are left I will slay with the sword. Not one shall flee, no survivor shall escape. Though they break through to the netherworld, even from there my hand shall bring them out. Though they climb to the heavens, I will bring them down. Though they hide on the summit of Carmel, there too I will hunt them out and take them away. Though they hide from my gaze in the bottom of the sea, I will command the serpent there to bite them. Though they are led into captivity by their enemies, there I will command the sword to slay them. I will fix my gaze upon them, for evil and not for good. I, the Lord of hosts, I melt the earth with my touch, so that all who dwell in it mourn, while it rises up all like the Nile and sets back like the river of Egypt. I have built heaven, my upper chamber, and established my vault over the earth. I summon the waters of the sea and pour them out upon the surface of the earth. I, the Lord, by name. Are you not like the Ethiopians to me, O men of Israel, says the Lord? Did I not bring the Israelites from the land of Egypt, as I brought the Philistines from Kaphirol and the Amorites from Kir? The eyes of the Lord God are on this sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth, but I will not destroy the house of Jacob completely, says the Lord. For see, I have given the command to sift the house of Israel among the nations, as one sifts with the sieve, letting no pebble fall to the ground. By the sword shall all sinners among my people die. Those who say evil will not reach or overtake us. On that day I will raise up the fallen hut of David. I will wall up its braces, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may conquer what is left of Edom. And all the nations that bear my name, say I, the Lord, who will do this. Yes, the days are coming, says the Yes, days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the vintager him who sows the seed. The juicy grapes shall drip down the mountains, and all the hills shall run with it. I will bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink the wine, set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land I have given them. From the land I have given them, say I, the Lord your God. Responsory prayer. That the rest of mankind and all peoples who hear my name may seek the Lord. I shall return and rebuild the fallen house of David, says the Lord. As scripture says, God came to choose from among the Gentiles a people to bear his name. I shall return and rebuild the fallen house of David, says the Lord. Second reading from a letter attributed to Barnabas. Consider now the way of light. Any man who is bent on reaching his appointed goal must be careful in all he does. Now these are the directions that have been given to us for this journey. Love your Creator, reverence your Maker, give glory to Him who redeemed you when you were dead. Be single-minded but rich in spiritual treasure. Avoid those who travel down death's highway. Hate whatever is displeasing to God. Detest all hypocritical pretense. Do not abandon God's commandments. Do not put on airs, but be modest whatever you do. Claim no credit for yourself. Plot no evil against your neighbor, and do not give pride and interest into your heart. Love your neighbor more than your own life. Do not kill an unborn child through abortion, nor destroy it after birth. Do not refrain from chastising the son or daughter, but bring them up from childhood in the fear of the Lord. Do not set your heart on what belongs to your neighbor, and do not give in to greed. Do not associate with the arrogant, but cultivate those who are humble and virtuous. Accept as a blessing whatever comes your way in the knowledge that nothing ever happens without God's concurrence. Avoid duplicity in thought or in word, for such deception is a deadly snare. Share with your neighbor whatever you have, and do not save anything. This is mine. If you both share an imperishable treasure, how much more must you share what is perishable? Do not be hasty in speech. The mouth is a deadly snare. For your soul's good, make every effort to live chastely. Do not hold out your hand for what you can get, only to withdraw it when it comes to giving. Cherish as the apple of your eye anyone who gives, speaks to you of the word of the Lord. Night and day you will bear in mind the hour of judgment. Every day you will seek out the company of God's faithful, either by preaching the word, earnestly exhorting them, ever considering how you can save souls by your elegance, or else by working with your hands to make reparation for your past sins. Never hesitate to give. When you do give, never grumble. Then you will know the one who will repay you. Preserve the traditions you have received, adding nothing and taking nothing away. The evildoer will ever be hateful to you. Be fair in your judgments, never stir up dissension, but act as peacemaker and reconcile the quarrelsome. Confess your sins and do not begin to pray with a guilty conscience. Such then is the way of light. I keep my foot from every evil path, that I may keep your word, O Lord. I do not turn away from your ordinances, for you have instructed me, that I may keep your word, O Lord. And St. Sixtus was ordained a bishop of Rome in the year 257, thereabouts, the following year, while celebrating the sacred liturgy in the cemetery of St. Calixtus. He was arrested by soldiers carrying out the edict of Emperor Valentinian. On the same day, he was put to death on August 6th, along with a number of his companions, including four deacons. So one of the, you know, most of these first 35 popes were all martyred for their faith. All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's pray the chaplet of divine mercy for Bill. Let's just pray for him today. I do, however, want to make sure I get the prayer of St. Sixtus in there, the final prayer, so... Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you enabled St. Sixtus and his companions to lay down their lives for your word and witness to Jesus. Give us the grace to believe in you and the courage to profess our faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the Pope's monthly intentions, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I offer my slender indulgence your equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released in health right now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.